This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Hi, kid. Shut up! Shut up!
On WAAF.
Here's a text from a woman who says, I only use them to see if it's worth giving the guy a shot. So that is what that particular woman does with an unsolicited or a solicited D. We have apparently a lot of technically savvy people like Lyndon who listen to the show. They're all texting in saying, what is an airdrop? Asking for a friend.
If you have an iPhone, you can, if you're in close proximity to someone, you can share photos, videos, documents, etc. You can have your AirDrop settings set to contacts only or everyone. Right. So if you leave it open for everyone, pretty much anyone around you can AirDrop you a D-pic.
Right. So basically what occurred on this subway is that a guy just AirDropped this photo, and it's really, the name is perfect for it because it goes out into the phone of everybody who is there, the iPhone of everybody who is there.
Is that called desperation?
Well, probably.
I don't have any friends, so I'm just going to send everything I know in my life to a bunch of strangers.
It's called malicious D-pic distribution, according to this 860 texter. Hello to the continent of Connecticut. Let's get to today's Hillmail voicemail messages that were left by you over the previous 24 hours.
Wednesday, 7:39 a.m.
LB kid, don't let them get you down. Like yourself, I've had multiple concussions, and the frightening thing is, every time you say something, I totally understand it. So I got your back, buddy.
End of message.
I love the support. You're the best.
LB's, you know, he said he got a talking to, and, this texter wants to know why you didn't just poke your hand in the chest of whoever you got the talking to and said, but we don't need to delve
I just
that.
Pretended.
You just pretended to listen.
You pretended to listen. That's
what
I said. I said that's what you do when you're getting a talking to. You keep your head down, you nod, you're like,
Yes, got it. Sure.
No, I totally sucked. Yep.
Here's a 978 text from a Detective Debbie like Danielle. I once received a D-pic, and I noticed a box of tampons in the background. Guy had claimed he was single. You can find out lots of information when you get the D-pic. So that's what they're mostly for, I think.
Pretty much. Zoom in or when you change the brightness or the contrast on the photo, you can see a lot, especially if they've attempted to conceal something. Like, for instance, I once got a photo from a buddy who was like, oh, I'm on my way to court for, he was involved in a case.
And, on my way to court with my D out.
And he was like, just took this picture. And then I looked at the time on his watch. And I was like, no, you didn't just take that picture. You took it yesterday or some other day at 3:12.
Here's a text that says, 617 text from a woman who says it would be fun to AirDrop a booby pic on the train and then watch all the guys look around.
Right.
And watch all the guys look around.
Yeah, but for chicks, you can do that.
Wednesday, 8:05 a.m.
You're right about one thing, LB. Everything you equate is in the simplest form.
End of message.
It's pretty amazing to me that you guys think I'm a dope.
Is it really now?
It's the greatest misconception of all time.
I don't think we have time to get into that right now, but I'd be interested to hear what your thoughts are on that at some point.
You know what I got to do?
So many things.
No. It sucks. It sucks that I haven't been back to Canada and both my parents are dead. But I would love to have the letter for the free ride to Harvard. I had a free ride to Harvard, and I gas piped them.
You just want to frame it?
No, I played junior hockey to make a bunch of money. What an idiot.
And then paid it to two ex-wives.
What an idiot.
Yeah,
now, what's the deal with the Ivy League? They don't give the athletic scholarships out, right?
I had a free ride hockey.
I mean, must have been like a super secret one or whatever back then. The thing
secret.
Where they don't give
Greg,
the
don't
Ivy League.
Don't question him. Don't question him.
Don't question. All right, I'm not going to question.
No, you can't. I mean, I got it. I had it. I was...
Was it like Harvard Institute of Technology or something? Are you sure it was
Harvard College?
Where did Jen go? Colgate, right?
Yeah.
Had a free ride to Colgate. Had a free ride to Brown.
You had a free ride to all of these Ivy League schools that don't give the scholarships out.
Interesting. Yeah, and
Greg, you're doing it. You're doing it.
Okay, all right, never mind. No,
I love
the hook out.
Okay, broke the seal.
The free ride to Harvard has nothing to do with intelligence.
It's about because I was a good hockey player.
Right. Well, you were using it to say that you were saying. I don't want to argue, but you were saying that you're not a dummy because you got a free ride to Harvard. But that was about athletics.
Notre Dame College of Wilcox, Saskatchewan. Private school. The best athletes and intellects get to go there. There's only 250 students that live in a town with 100 people.
Right.
I got to go there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I was a very smart kid. And yes. I just love how you pretend like
I'm not pretending anything.
Okay. Oh, really? Like the five guys from Michigan that made a boatload of money. That had like a 1.1 grade point that graduated with scholarships. Did that happen? God, yeah. Ivy League schools don't give free rides. Okay, pull the pillow off your head.
Michigan is not an Ivy League school.
That's not the point.
Oh,
My point is, Reggie Bush, who's the quarterback that played at USC. They lived in a $3.5 million condo. How'd that happen?
Right.
Oh gosh, yeah. No, everybody's legit. Please.
Wednesday, 7:22 p.m.
Lindy, what is the matter with you? Every morning, you give my hangover a headache.
End of message.
I think it's hilarious that guys like that, that call in and bust my nuts, and I'm not being argumentative, I'm just being conversational here, is... That guy runs a crane or drives a dump truck or owns his own company and goes for lunch and crushes seven beers and a vodka tonic and then goes back to work. But I'm a nitwit and I'm a liar and I make stuff up. I'm like, come on. Like, I have to make anything up. I live it. Anybody else drink Cobra Blood? No.
Okay.
I did.
6:05 a.m.
You guys should revise the show to make it a tad bit more accurate. LB Sports should now be called LB on Sports. Okay, LB? Tell us everything you know about last night's game in 60 seconds. Go.
End of message.
Rafi Devers was back off the DL and hit a tater, and the Sox rolled over the Jays, which is great.
6:09 a.m.
So Max Weinberg is coming on later this morning. I can only see how the interview is going to go. Max, what does Bruce smell like? Or, Max, is there any chance you can help me meet Bruce at one of his final Broadway shows?
End of message.
Max Weinberg, the drummer for the greatest artist of all time, Bruce Springsteen, will join us at 9:15 this morning. And he's coming to town.
That's cool.
He's playing over at the Boston Winery.
Nice.
And... he's doing a lot of bands now, I've noticed, are doing something where the audience gets to select the songs.
I like that.
I mentioned this about the Counting Bros, where you can donate $1 in advance of the next bro show, which is next Friday night. I have an advent calendar at home ticking off the days. And you can donate $1 for the song you want to hear to charity. And
love
then,
that.
And then they'll tabulate the responses. And Max Weinberg is doing a similar thing. So he will join us at 9:15. And yes, I will ask what Bruce smells like.
7:08 a.m.
So, Hillman, you were saying you slipped Bruce some money when he went off to college. Any chance you slipped him a box of condoms?
End of message.
He received 1,000 of those from my good friend, Agent to the Stars, Aaron Sells.
Oh, there's a shock.
That's weird.
As a gift.
Dude, use this.
Game changer, lifesaver.
That's an important gift.
7:20 a.m.
Hey, Danielle.
Yeah.
Since LB won't shut up when you're talking, you're fired. The new segment's going to be called Knucklehead Know-It-All.
End of message.
Nice.
We do the Monday thing where I do, you know, and everybody talks when I do it. So I
sure.
You know,
we all contribute.
It's a four-person show.
Come
play
on.
Along.
7:21 a.m.
So, Real Man Act is deep dish in America thing. And, of course, the Brainiac says, no, Chicago. Yeah. Oh, my God.
End of message.
That was one of the admissions questions at Harvard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is Chicago in America?
Right.
And then you got it. And they were like, yeah. All right, boom.
Then the AD went back and looked at my stats from the high school hockey and was like, yeah, you're in. Come on along.
Here's a 617 text from IvyLeagueSports.com. Ivy League schools provide financial aid to students, including athletes, only on the basis of financial need, as determined by each institution's financial aid office. There are no academic or athletic scholarships in the Ivy League.
Shut up!
Don't tell this person to shut up.
Oh,
they're
really?
A texter.
Okay, so Elizabeth Warren got paid $400,000. How does Elizabeth Warren make $435,000 to teach one class?
By not giving any scholarships out.
I love you people.
That's how that works. That's math.
It's like you're the same person that got an 85 mile an hour dollar speeding ticket and you went to court to beat it. Just pay the ticket, you dick. Everybody, there are no rules in college. The NCAA is a billion-dollar cheating industry of all time. Are you kidding me? I lived it. You can't pretend like I didn't live it, okay? You know, when I say Cracker Jack got chased by a black bear around my trailer in the trailer park in Jasper, Alberta,
it was real. You lived it.
It was real. When I drove my El Tigre 440 snowmobile to the Forseth's farm 5 miles from my house when I was like 11 years old, and we took 22s and we went and just killed stuff for fun. I lived it.
When there were four or five weird people staring in my windows looking at me. I lived it.
It was real.
That's now. Okay, so I've lost my mind a little bit. I mean, LB didn't play pro hockey for 15 years.
Well, he wasn't a meathead. Just a little bit.
I had brain damage because I was a meathead. Whatever. That doesn't mean my life didn't exist.
We're actually all just, this is a dream sequence in LB's head, and he's going to wake up tomorrow and none of us will exist.
Right. So like when I was 8 years old and I hated my stepfather, I didn't hitchhike with a loaf of bread 45 miles to Melfort, 2 towns away from Nipawin.
None of the bread made it there.
Eaten
by the time we got halfway there, guaranteed.
Right? That didn't happen.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.